Praise God. So tonight, again, we're going to be talking about faith, and actually my topic is release your faith. Let it go. Release your faith. Go with me to Matthew, the 15th chapter, and we're going to read from the 21st through the 28th verses. Matthew 15, 21 through 28. It reads, this is talking about the Canaanite woman. It's talking about her faith. Then Jesus went hence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, or the same region, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away. In other words, get rid of her, for she's crying after us. She's worrying us. She don't even belong here. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, he didn't have to pay attention to her. And that's what he tried to explain to her. And then the woman came and she began to worship him, saying, Lord, help me. My God, that's something right there for us to take. Lord, help me. She worshiped and said, Lord, help me. But he answered and he said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And then she said, Truth, Lord. Yes, that's the truth. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. That's faith. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. My God, that's faith. That's powerful faith. Our topic again is release your faith. Praise God. Let's look at some of the points here that we can learn from this Canaanite woman. I don't know whether it says that she came out the same region as Jesus, whether she was following him, whether she realized he was moving on, or whether she watched, or in other words, she followed him. She got right there with him. When he reached that coast and left that region, she was right there. This Canaanite woman, the Bible says, she cried unto the Lord. Not only that, she asked him, God, have mercy on me. And see, when you come to the Lord, and when you have asked God for mercy, you get his attention right then and there. The Bible said, he that cometh to the Lord must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We're talking about release your faith. Yes. See, this woman, she was desperate. Her desperation is what drove her forth, and she followed after him, and she cried after him, and she worshiped Jesus. She was desperate for an answer, and she left the coast, and she set out on a mission with a purpose. When you and I come before the Lord, we always should have, here's the purpose. If it's no more... Initially, just praising him. I have a purpose, Lord, when I even get into your presence, when I come before you. The Bible says, come before his presence with singing and be thankful unto the Lord. And the word said, bless his name. We have to prepare the way to come to God. And she certainly did that. She set out on a mission with a purpose. She was determined to get the attention of Jesus. And you and I have to do the same thing. See, it didn't matter to her that Jesus, at first, he apparently ignored her crying after him. And it didn't matter to her that his disciples were saying, get rid of her. I'm just paraphrasing. Get rid of her. Send her away. She's working on our nerves. It's not even time for us to even minister to her. And then Jesus tried saying that to her. That, you know, it's not time yet for me to take what that God has given me, my Father has given me for the children of Israel. It's not time yet for Gentiles or that we were considered dogs, outcasts. It didn't matter to her, but she cried the more after Jesus. In other words, when she began to ask God for mercy, she worshiped him, she got his attention. And I'm going to tell you what, when we come to the Lord with a sincere heart and we cry after the Lord, I'll tell you what, something happens. Something will happen, releasing your faith. Faith will drive you to that point. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what the obstacles are, faith will drive you to the point of desperation because you're desperate and you're going to him because you believe that there will be an answer. There will be a change. Amen. Amen. See, Jeremiah said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." And that's what it takes, with a heartfelt prayer. And see, faith, releasing your faith, is a matter of the heart. You're seeking God for an answer to your prayer, no matter what the obstacles are, no matter how long you've been seeking God, you are not going to give up. In other words, when you get desperate and when you release your faith, you step into the realm of unstoppable faith, like this Canaanite woman had. She had unstoppable faith, and that's what it takes to be able to get an answer, to really stand. And after you've done all the stand, you go to stand firm. Stand firm on what? Stand firm on the promises of God. That's why it's important to know the Word of God. Standing on the promises of God, that brings answers. Releasing your faith. Like Jacob. Jacob said, listen, he wrestled with the angel all night, and it began to get light, and the angel had to go. He said, let me go. And then Jacob said, listen, I am not going to let you go until you bless my soul. And it takes that kind of tenacity, that kind of unstoppable faith, that you are going to stay and you're going to stand and you're going to expect to receive. Like David said, my expectations, it comes from the Lord. I expect a blessing. I expect to receive. Praise God. Listen, I'm reminded of the unjust judge, the parable that Jesus taught about that. See, that unjust judge, he didn't fear God. And the Bible says neither did he regard man. He just didn't worry about anything. But that he told the parable about this widow who kept coming to him and asking him to avenge her of her adversary. And she kept coming and she kept coming. And you know, he said, look, I don't even regard man, but this woman, allow me again to paraphrase. She is working on my nerves. She's worrying me that she keeps coming. And he says, I will avenge her of her adversary. And then Jesus is saying, listen, think about this judge. This judge, he didn't even regard God. He didn't fear God. He wasn't worried about man. But listen, if we come to God, we are his children. The scripture says we are the very elect of God. It says, Jesus said, listen, if God will avenge his own elect who cries out to him day and night. We're talking about releasing your faith, letting that faith go. And when you let your faith go, you are believing to receive. Amen. Praise God. See, to every man, the scripture says, God has given a measure of faith. We all have faith. We're born with a certain measurement of faith. Say amen to that. And if you don't believe that, you just look. Some of you may be sitting on a chair, you might be sitting on the bed, or you just may be walking. But listen, you don't examine the chair, you don't examine the floor, see if the floor can hold you. You just go ahead and just sit down. You just begin to walk. Or you might get in your car and say, well, hey, I'm going to the supermarket. Well, it takes faith to believe that there is a supermarket. And it takes more faith to believe that when I get there, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy such and such, and I'll buy that. So to every man, God has given a measure of faith. Then Hebrews picks it up and says, look, now faith, it is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the very evidence of things not seen. Can you believe? What is that you're believing God for? If you can release your faith and believe, you can receive. Amen. Praise God. It is that Jesus said, listen, therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, talking about the believers, believe that you receive them and you will have them. In other words, when you want something to happen or to come to pass, or you're expecting an answer to your prayers, you just simply need to believe that you receive it. And if you can believe that you already have it, then you shall have it. You just need to see yourself. We need to see ourselves already blessed. See ourselves already walking in the answer to your prayer, already walking in the expectation of it. Every single day, walk that faith out. Walk it out. Faith without works is dead. I like to say it like this. Put feet to your faith. Faith is action. When you release something, you are letting go. Letting go, you're not holding back. Not worried about who's saying that, oh, it'll never happen, or that'll happen for somebody else but not for you, or you don't have the qualifications. No matter what folks say, even just like this Canaanite woman, she wasn't worried about it. She wasn't worried about this. Jesus called her a dog. Think about it. How many would have still been standing there waiting for an answer? Because if you call folks names today, let alone a dog, they're going to lose it. They're going to lose it, and they're going to tell you a piece of their mind. But this woman, she had her focus. Again, she was on a mission with a purpose. And that's what we need to do when we get on our knees to pray. We're on a mission with purpose. See, we can't even please God unless we have faith. That's what the Word says. It's impossible to please the Lord without faith. We got to have faith. Praise God. And we can pray, ask God, help my faith, help my unbelief. And there's various things that happen in our lives that helps to build our faith. Praise God. We can start out with small faith. My God, we can start out with faith as small as a mustard seed. That's all you need, mustard seed faith. Mustard seed is one of the smaller seeds there is, but yet look what it yields. Look at the size of the tree, tremendous tree, from that one little tiny mustard seed. And the scripture tells us that. We don't have to have great, great faith. Didn't say you had to have mountain-sized faith, but faith as a grain of mustard seed. Faith moves God, people. Faith is what, not if we just wallow on the floor and cry and have a tantrum fit and kick and complain and get on the phone and tell folks this and that, and I'll tell you I'm paying my tithes and offering and I don't get anything and I don't do this and this doesn't happen for me. No, that doesn't help us. But when we have come to God, we need to have faith and stand and believe and then begin to thank him. See yourself walking in the victory. See yourself. If you need a job, see yourself already on that job. Let your request be made known unto God. Release your faith. Release what God has already given you. He given us something to work with. Hallelujah. And as we continue continue to read the word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why it's important to read that word and then read it out loud. As Pastor asked us, read the word out loud, because we know, as the scripture says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Don't let anyone keep you from getting that word. That word is just that important. By the word of God, we understand, as the scripture says, the worlds were framed at the word of God. Faith is what moves God. So when we pray, pray God's word. That's a good way to pray. Sometimes if you hear me praying, I will pray God's word. Why? Because the Lord says, put me in remembrance of my own word. Now, I want to give you an example of faith. It may be simple faith, and that's all it takes, simple faith. But I know, like, years ago, and I used to decide something that I wanted. For example, I remember, I don't know, this is when we lived in New Jersey or whatever, I remember that we didn't even have the house or whatever it was that we were looking for. We didn't have the house yet. But I began to move by faith. I put feet to my faith. I put action to my faith. And what I mean by that is that I went ahead and began to prepare and make myself a nice, beautiful centerpiece for my table. I didn't have the table. I didn't have the house, but I had the faith. Hallelujah. I had faith, and I believed God. And I just put that centerpiece together. It's so beautiful. Even the color that I decided that I was going to have in that place. I've done this many times. May not be a centerpiece, but it could be something else. I am just showing you the action that was taken because of simple faith. I believe, I receive, I begin to act on that. Walk your faith out. Release your faith. Let it go. Faith moves God. Amen. God honors his word. The Bible says God honors his word even above his name. So when you put God in remembrance of his word, when you walk in those promises, when you stand in those promises, when you give God thanks for the promises, believing that you have it, and you actually believe that you receive it, that you have it, and you praise him that you already have that. That is faith. Let your faith go. Release your faith. Praise God. When you release faith, you let go anxiety, and you let go frustration. All that has to go. Why? Because you believe God. I have faith, so why would I be worrying? If you're going to worry, why would you have to have faith? But you have faith and hope in what the promises of God are, and his promises are true. The word says that God is not slack concerning his promises, as some people count slackness. But if he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. So why not release your faith? Hallelujah. Let your faith go. Set your faith in action. Begin to move toward the answers and the things that you're believing God for. Walk it out. I like to say that like that. Walk out your faith. Walk out through the word. Walk it out. Let your faith walk through that word. There's something in there that's specifically for your situation. Amen. Believe in God for healing. God, I release my faith that yet I still have the pain. But God, I believe you. Even myself, I can tell you, I have what they call a handicapped foot. And I see it stiff, and I walk stiff, and I walk funny. Sometimes I feel a little bit ashamed of my foot, but I refocus. I get a hold of myself and I refocus. God, I thank you. I have a foot. And I thank you that I'm yet walking. And I make plans where I'm going to go. And I thank God for his awesomeness. He is an awesome, awesome God. I'm standing on his promises. I'm believing him. Every day that he gives me strength to get up and walk, I thank God. You can do the same thing. Believe God. So when you release your faith, you throw away anxiety and frustration and worry. That just goes right out the door when your faith is real. Hallelujah. See, man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees your heart. Hallelujah. We believe it and trust in him for an answer. You know what? Faith says it's already done. Mm-hmm. It's already done. Praise God. So step out on your faith. Expect answers. Don't be so easy to give up and throw in the towel. We need that unstoppable faith. That faith that kind of, it just digs in. And it says, I'm just going to stand. I'm going to take a firm stand on the word, because the word's not going anywhere. Because the Bible says heaven and earth, it shall pass away. But see, his word's not going anywhere. So therefore, I'm standing on this word. I am standing, as someone said, flat-footed on the word of God that doesn't change, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said that. He says that I am the Lord, that God that heals you. Hallelujah. So he already told us. He said, by my stripes, you are already healed. Begin to stand on that. Release your faith. Faith brings action. Faith brings answers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believe it's already done. Jesus said, all things are possible for those who believe. Release your faith. Let go and let God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. God will answer. He knows what we have need of. Even before you come to him, he knows what we have need of. And then when we come with him with a repentant heart, with a praising heart, thanking him for all what he's already done, giving him the praise, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, let me tell you what, and your faith is released. Hallelujah. Let it stay released. Don't go back and grab hold of worry or anxiety or frustration again just because the answer isn't there. Stand. And after you've done all the stand, stand. And listen, if the answer don't come today, come on. You need that unstoppable faith. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to be right back here tomorrow. And if it don't come tomorrow, right now, I am. Right now, this faith. Now, faith, it's the substance. It's the very evidence of things I'm wanting. It's the very thing that I'm hoping for. I am standing. Release your faith, unstoppable faith. God bless you. Praise God. I tell you what, I'm ready. I'm ready to stand. I'm ready to believe God, even for the impossible. With things that look like you, that you'll never accomplish, you might look at your bank account and says, oh, there's no way. Let me tell you what, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you and I could ask or even think. Think about that scripture. That scripture blows my mind every time. What can you think of? He said he's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all. He said all that you and I could ask. What can you ask? I could ask a bunch of stuff, but we want to ask it in his will. We don't want to ask amiss, but we want to ask in his will. Or what can you think about? That's the kind of faith we're talking about. Release your faith. Praise God. He's able. And the Bible, the rest of that scripture tells us, not only is he able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we are able to ask or think, it says, but according to the power that's working in you. A lot of times people quote that scripture, they leave that off. And you want to know, what kind of power is working in you? Is it the God kind of power? Is it the power that gives you that unstoppable faith, that you can release that faith? Is it that tenacity? Is that a Holy Ghost power working in you? You can have great expectations. Release that faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. And God, we do thank you. Thank you, God, that you have given us faith. We thank you, Lord, that you honor our faith. We thank you, Lord, that you love us in spite of ourselves. We thank you, God, for you have made provisions for us each and every day, every single one of us. God, you told us that we could ask you anything in your name, and that you would, if we believe it, that you would give it to us. And God, we bless you tonight. We honor you, God. We honor you, God, with our prayer. We honor you with our praises. We honor you, your name. We give your name praise and glory. Oh, my God, you are sovereign. You are the Most High God. You are our Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. You are our provider. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are our healer tonight. We love you, God. We love you, God, with the love that you have given down in our hearts, God. We thank you, God, because, see, you first loved us. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. God, we just thank you. So when we woke up this morning, we had brand new mercies that were just waiting for us. It was waiting for us, Lord God, even before we stepped out of our bed. God, we thank you, Lord God, how your word is moving even now as I'm praying over this prayer line, God, over this phone line, Father. We send your word, God, even to the homes of everybody on this line. We send your word, God, even to those, God, that we have their names on the prayer list, even the most recent prayer list, even for those, God, that are praying even right now, and they have special requests before you. Help us, God, to release our faith, God. Give us that unstoppable faith, God. God, give us the strength and the wisdom and the direction according to your word. Give us that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you said we shall be filled. God, help us, Lord, to read your word and apply your word. That's how we get faith. We hear your word. Your word, it helps our faith to grow. Your word is quick and it's powerful. God, we thank you that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. God, we thank you, Lord, for you are not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. But God, if you said it, you will do it. You spoke it, it shall come to pass. And God, for that reason, God, we give your name praise. We love you, Lord. Looking to you, you're the author and you're the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. You're the first and you're the last. You're the beginning and you're the end. You're Alpha and Omega. We recognize your supremacy, your sovereignty, your majesty. God, we humble ourselves before you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I just ask that you would just look upon every single person that is on this prayer line. Glory to God. You know their name. You know their surroundings. You know their family. You know everything there is to know about them. You even know their thoughts before they even think them. Now, God, I'm just asking that you would just bless them. Bless them, God. Lord, bless their home. Bless their families. Bless their job. Bless their finances. Lord, bless the food that you have blessed them to have. God, bless them, God. God, and let the blessings just overshadow them, Father, for whatever they need. Blessings in their body, God. Blessings, God, for healing, God. You already promised us. We thank you, so therefore we believe you. We thank you, God, because you said healing is the children's bread. And thank you, God, that we are now your children. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. You have chosen us. We didn't choose you, but you chose us. Hallelujah, and you loved us, God. We with an everlasting love. Father, God, we thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love for us. Glory to God. Help us, God, grow our faith. Help us to grow our faith and then release our faith, God. Help us to begin to step in the realm of unstoppable faith, God, that we can believe you for even the impossible, God, that we can have that faith that just goes beyond what we see, that we can grab hold of that faith like Hebrews says, that faith is now, it's the very substance of things that we hope for. And it's already the evidence of things. We can't even see it, God, but we believe you and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for that unstoppable faith. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can come before you and that we can ask mercy before you, God. We thank you that we can humble ourselves before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for we know that you give grace to the humble and you resist the proud. Father, so therefore we humble ourselves. We come to you as dear children, Lord, that are looking for it, God, that for you to feed us. Feed us. Feed us, Lord, out of your word. Feed us, God, hallelujah, from on high. Feed us heavenly bread, God. Feed us, Lord God, even in our relationships, God. Give us the right relationships in the name of Jesus. God, even those, God, who desire to be married, God, and they don't have a friend yet, God, but you know where he or she is. Help us, Lord, to thank you and to stand and wait on you. Help us to acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways, because you will direct us. You will direct our path. You will order our steps. God, we praise you. God, I thank you, Lord, in your word. You said in Jeremiah that you already know the plans for us. You already have the thoughts toward us, thoughts to do us good, thoughts to bring us to an expected end. So therefore, God, we stand on those promises and we say yes to your will. Yes, Lord. God, our faith says yes. Hallelujah. God, we say yes. Yes, for those that are unsaved loved ones, those that are in jail and in places of confinement. God, we say yes for their salvation. We're believing you, God. We're standing in the gap for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, even for those children that are disobedient and that are wayward, God, you know where they are, God. You know how to bring them in, God. We know that prayer changes things. We know that faith will move you, God. Faith will move mountains. Faith will give us the impossible, God. Hallelujah. Then all things are possible to those who believe. And we believe today, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we have all that we need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you that we are able to do all things, hallelujah, through who Jesus Christ who strengthens us. We bless you tonight. We thank you for the Petersville Baptist Church. We thank you for our leadership, our pastors, our ministers, the members, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the direction of the officers, all of the people together. Father, that we are moving in the direction that you will have us to move. That God, that you are ordering the direction for us, God. God, it takes faith to believe you, God, for all the things that we have before you that we were looking to come to pass, and we believe it. It will come to pass. It is so. Hallelujah. Because your word says so. We believe that we receive, and we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you even tonight that the doors are open. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for all of those, God, even for those that are faithful in paying their tithes and offering. God, we thank you that you will open the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they don't even have room to receive it, God. Hallelujah, God. We know what your word says. We know what you can do, Father. God, because we've proven you, you said, prove me and see won't I do this. And Father, even those, God, who have not yet come up to faith enough to release their faith, to release their tithes, to release their offering. God, we call it so. We call it for tonight, in the name of Jesus, that they were from this night forward, that they began to give as you have blessed them to give. We thank you for all the monies that you have blessed us with, all the resources that you have already blessed us with. We give your name praise tonight. And Father, we ask God, God, that you would just send special blessing upon our mother of the church, Mother Liggins tonight, and her family, Father. Bless her, special blessings upon her. And Father, special blessings upon our father, the church, God, our Minister God, just minister to him. Minister to Deacon Walter Brown and his wife, God. Minister to them. Strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless, God, that how only you can do it, God. We look to you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being so good to us. Because, God, you are an awesome God. We love you tonight. We praise your name, God, and we glorify you. God, that people will come and say, I was sick, but now I'm healed. I was down, but I'm lifted up. I was weak, but now am I strong. Hallelujah. God, how you have enlightened somebody on this line tonight. We thank you for those that are agreeing with me and that are praying. And God, we continue to praise your name and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Yes, yes. Go ahead and give God the praise. Oh, yeah, you can praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Release that faith. Release your faith and give God the praise. Give him the honor. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Glory, glory, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We believe in you tonight. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. Bless you, God. And we bless your holy name. We thank you for the answer, God. We thank you right now. Our souls say yes to your will, yes to your word, God. Yes, God, it is so. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. You are good, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. And we bless you. Praise God, praise God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, you're worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, Father. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for everybody on this prayer line. Bless them, God. Hallelujah. Bless them with that unstoppable faith. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We stand in the gap for those, even for the little loved ones, Lord, for our grandchildren, God. We stand in the gap for them, God, that don't even have direction. God, when we stand in the gap for them, God, that you would direct them. You would keep them covered under your blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, how you continue to bless my little grandson, Malik. You continue to bless him. Oh, my God. We thank you for it, God. Faith says it's all right. Faith says it's done. Thank you, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We release our faith tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Well, our time has come and gone, and I tell you what a blessed time we had tonight. I don't know about you, but I had a good time all by myself, if that was the case. But yes, I wasn't by myself. Hallelujah. I might not I can see you, but I feel the witness. Glory to God. Release your faith. Praise God. So we thank God for you. Thank you for calling on this line. Continue to be blessed. Continue to walk your faith out. Continue to expect to receive from the Lord. And so until next week, I love you, and the pastor loves you, and we just love God with his people, and we thank you for your prayers, and that you will continue to be blessed. Amen. So I pray that you have a blessed night. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I don't know.